Well, I'll tell you where I started. I started looking through some of the sort of scholarship written by amazing practitioners, by some of these academic legends like A.W. Walker, Ernest Smith, Pat Martin. Chris Kulander recently has written on it, and I've written on it. And there are things that I sort of took away from that. And one is there so much literature because we just haven't figured out how to use our DVRs so we can watch Game of Thrones and The Crown like everybody else? Or is it just that the executive right is such a fascinating topic, and I prefer to think of the latter as the explanation for this? So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to cover what is the mineral estate, the idea of ownership, the bundle of sticks, and then we're going to move through that pretty quickly, talk about the executive right. And the executive right is, in this presentation, known as the right to execute an oil and gas lease. It has been more broadly construed to be to enter into various E&P exploration and production agreements. But as Professor sort of Smith says in his kind of seminal article, we really talk about it only with respect to the leasing right. You have a paper. It's the paper and the materials. And it's my paper. It's forthcoming in Houston Law Review. My thanks to the incredible student editors at Houston Law Review. But you have that paper there. There might be a few changes. I can point those out quickly, and that'll be reflected in the paper that comes out. But you have the materials before you. So what is the executive right? What is it? We look at the mineral estate, obviously, kind of hearkening back to property law, as this idea of estate. So when we look at the surface and the mineral are together in fee simple absolute, we think of property as a collection of interest, a collection of rights. And the normal rights that attach to property, the right to transfer, the right to sell, the right to assign, the right to exclude, in a limited sense.